Once in the house of Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar, there was the program, and of course Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar were extremely wealthy. They were tax collectors from the government, and they had every month an income of like 120 lakhs 500 years ago. So they did quite well for themselves, financially speaking. And their house was accordingly very comfortable, and obviously they served sumptuous prasadam. So whenever there was a program, it was packed. And on this occasion, many illustrious personalities had joined the program. Many learned brahmanas, many exalted personalities. But the guest of honor was not a brahmana. The guest of honor was not one who was known for his exalted birth. He was known as Yavana Haridas, or Haridas Thakur, as we know him. So Haridas Thakur was a Muslim, and by birth at least, in the place in Jagannath Puri where his samadhi is, they have pictures on along the ceiling, paintings, and they still depict Haridas with a little Muslim beard. Yeah? Even although he looks like Vaishnava, he still has the beard. So whatever may have been, beard or no beard, Haridas was a pure devotee of the Lord, so exalted that he was not at all of this world, constantly absorbed in chanting the holy name. So that day, in that illustrious assembly, a discussion began on the glories of the holy name. And various learned scholars began to glorify the name, and they said, the name, anyone who chants the name of the Lord gets delivered from all sinful reactions. And of course we agree, because so it is stated, nam nam yavati shakti papa nidharare hare tavat kartum avapnuti patakam pataki naraha. It is said that by once chanting, one can destroy more sinful activities than one can commit in an entire lifetime. So there is no doubt that the chanting is destroying sins. Of course, anadi bahir mukha. We've been in the material world since time immemorial, so how many sins have we actually collected? It's inconceivable. So that's why it still may take some time, you know, burning up so many lifetimes of sinful activities each time we chant, and yet feeling I'm not making any progress. We are, but you know, when the heart is filled with mountains of sinful reactions, it may take a moment. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also is explaining that the chanting is having an effect on the mind. And it is said the chanting of the holy name dissolves the subtle body. It dissolves it. So at one point there's no more mind. But what do you do when there's no more mind? Don't mind. That's fine. Yeah. Don't mind. It's all right. Actually, no mind. Because then the functions of the mind return to their proper owner. Because the functions of the mind, which are thinking, feeling and willing, have long ago been stolen by that thief, the mind, which is walking around in it. And because the mind has for so long fleshed these stolen goods. Therefore, it appears that now the mind is the proper owner. This has been in our possession for many generations. Yes, stolen goods. Thinking, feeling, and willing. O mind, you have stolen thinking, feeling, and willing. Ha-ha. Thinking, feeling, and willing, which belongs to the soul, has now been stolen by the mind. And the soul, stripped of any serious emotions, has no other no other possibility than to enter into a deep, dormant state. The embodied soul. And the mind is having a party with these stolen goods, thinking, feeling, and willing. But yes, when the mind becomes dissolved by chanting, when the sinful reactions are being burned up, then thinking, feeling, and willing returns to where it belongs, to the heart. And then Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Sravanadi Sudha Chitta Kare Udaya. Then love of God again awakens through this process. So Haridas was saying this, or the learned scholars were saying, the chanting destroys all sinful reactions. Pataki, patakam, pataki, naraha. Correct. Another said, yes. Not only that, the chanting of the holy name can give us freedom from birth and death. How many lifetimes are we caught in this cycle, changing so many bodies in Chorasi Lakionia in 84 lakhs of species, one after the other, again and again. And all just controlled by lust. It's that all living beings in the 8,400,000 species are controlled by lust, even the bacteria. Yes, there is no creature in the entire creation that is not affected by lust. On higher planets, lower species, all species are governed by this Nitya Vairina, by this very powerful enemy, lust. There is no exception. But Haridas, Haridas, he then spoke. And Haridas said, actually, to destroy sinful reactions is not so wonderful. That is actually not the result of the pure name of the Lord. That is only a side effect. That is only the result of the dim reflection of the holy name, the Nam Abbas. He said, liberation from birth and death, that's not a major achievement. So one local Brahmana had a problem with that. He was young, he was aristocratic. He spent his whole life studying scripture. He was learned. And here this Muslim sits there as the authority, right? And that's one thing. But then he starts saying things that go right against the scripture. Now, really, he starts saying that liberation is insignificant. Can you believe it? And in every scripture, liberation is highly glorified. And therefore, and then this person sits here like an acharya, and everyone is like, at every word he says. And meanwhile, he is saying that liberation is not a big thing. And now, I'm asking you, what would you have done in that situation? So, the Brahmana took severe action. And he said, if this statement is correct, then it is very, very good. But if this statement is not correct, then I will cut your nose. And Haridas said, yes. If this statement is not correct, then I will cut my own nose. Uh-huh. And in this way, when all the assembled devotees heard that, they were in shock. What is he saying? This Gopal Chakravarti, what is he saying? How can he say such a thing? Actually, this Gopal, he also was engaged in assisting Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar in tax collection. So they fired him on the spot. You know, it's like, okay, fired. And radioactive, you know, out. And he was out of the house in no moment. And then, within days, that brahmana developed leprosy, and within days, his beautiful aristocratic nose just disappeared. It melted due to the leprosy. A bit intense reaction there. Instant karma, you call that. Quite quick. The result of Vaishnava aparat. So, in this way, Haridas Thakur, his glories were extraordinary. And he was explaining that the actual purpose of chanting the holy name is to awaken this love of God. Srila Rupa Goswami explains, he says that when we are performing chanting only a little bit, then very quickly, love of God is awakened. Especially now. The other day we were discussing this point and someone said, yes, but what about Ajamil? And he was chanting. Ajamil was chanting, but he didn't go back to Godhead at the end because he had to take another birth. He had to again take another, not another birth, but he had to come back for some time. He had to come back and then go to Haridwar and perform austerities, and then he went back. Yes. But now there's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So it's very different now. Ajamil was a qualified brahmana. Ajamil was learned. He had knowledge. So he had the weapon of knowledge. When Maya attacks, there you go. Weapon, knowledge. Yes, no, Maya, what you will do. Yes, I've got my sword of knowledge. No. Yes. Temptation. Slash. This temptation doesn't make sense because it's temporary. Ha ha. Slash. Yes, it is temporary, but it is good. Maya says, all right, that's a good argument. But, weapon of knowledge, it doesn't fulfill. Slash. Okay, it doesn't fulfill, yes, okay, yes. Yatanujasi nukta karma granti nibandana. With the sword of knowledge, one must cut that knot of karma in the heart, that knot of desire in the heart. But, balavan indriyan gramo vidvam samapikarsati, the senses are so strong that even one of learning is weak. Why is it so? Because, all right, it may be temporary. I don't want it. Well, but, you know, it may be temporary, but it's enjoyable, okay? Enjoy for a while. You will not be fulfilled. Okay, maybe I won't be fulfilled, but I'll certainly be happy for a while. So, therefore the sword of knowledge is shaking. It's not so strong. Even with all the knowledge of the world, still. Especially, the problem is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that when there's a war, and it's a war with Maya, he says when there's a war, the issue is not that the enemy is there and we are here. No. The worst part is there are spies in our own ranks. They have infiltrated in our camp, the spies. In the same way, Maya has infiltrated in our own camp, in our own mind. She's there. She knows our intimate, secret, hidden desires. The desires that nobody knows. Go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Yes Prabhu, Hare Bol, yes, oh I'm so glad that I can serve your lotus feet. Deep down in the heart, there is a dark room, and there is the truth. It's hidden. Nobody knows it. But there it is. But Maya knows it. Maya knows it very well. That's the problem, and Maya knows what you want, what you always wanted. And you gave up everything. Yes, you know. Gave up my girlfriend, didn't like her anyway. gave up the good job, wasn't that good. Gave up the house, was sick and tired of it. I gave up so many things because I was fed up. But now Maya uses the prapsitmika shakti and throws the opportunity of our life. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at that. Look at that. Oh no. Oh God. Take it away. Oh no. I never thought that this would happen. That this day would come. It came. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh God. What do I do now? What do I do now? If I take it, I will fall down. But if I don't take it, I'll never forget me. Forgive myself. I'll never forgive myself. Okay, well, what to do, you know? I can always surrender again tomorrow. Oh. I am so happy. Meanwhile, Maya, with her 10 arms seated on a tiger, has in one of her arms a trident. This trident is known as the threefold miseries of Adhyatmika Klesh, Adibhautika Klesh, and Adidaivika Klesh, or suffering from mind and body, suffering from other living beings, and suffering from natural circumstances. And she is sharpening the points. And just at the height of her enjoyment, suddenly. Oh, God, that hurts. Oh, never again. Oh, I had enough. I had enough. I don't want Maya no more. No more, no more. I learned my lesson. I swear with my hands on the Bhagavad Gita, no more, no more Maya for me. No way. And then, you know, time moves along, and one day, when things get really boring, suddenly, no. I know your game. No. God, it looks good, doesn't it? No. I don't want it. Boom. But actually, you know, that pain from that trident, it was intense, but short. It wasn't so bad, actually, you know. I mean, you could sort of tolerate it. And I could enjoy, and then just a little pain, you know. It's like, you know, there's no beauty without pain. No gain, no pain, no gain, you know. A little pain, okay, you know, just. Tolerate. Ah, Maya, oh, gosh. So wonderful. Praksitmika Shakti, Avaranatmika Shakti, the covering potency has now set in. Now we became covered. And said it's not so bad. Not so bad at all. And here we are, under the influence of the illusory energy. Life after life, time goes so quick. This life goes so quick. And here we are. Time is slipping away, and now Now what? Was it enough? Have we done enough service? Have we been pure enough? Have we been serious? Did we actually ever chant one good round, a whole one, from beginning to end? One? One attentive round? Did we actually chant one? Death is approaching now. And what to do next, you know? Now still holding on to Maya in old age? What to do now? No. The sword of knowledge is difficult. If I have to control my desires on the sword, with the sword of knowledge, on the strength of knowledge, I am weak. Then what? Chant. Just chant the holy name. Because by chanting the holy name, something else happens. The holy name destroys all sinful reactions which are stored within the heart. And that stock in the heart creates a sinful inclination. It's because of that that these material desires occur. And even if one becomes advanced in devotional service due to serving a great Vaishnava, one borrows from his love for Krishna. And one gets some ecstasy, some taste. And then, if one commits offense, again degraded. And material desires are back. And how many times has it happened? Oh, let's chant. This time, respectful. Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas. Pranams, Pranams, Pranams. This time, no blaspheming, no. This time, glorification. Let us look for good qualities and chant. And just chant whenever we can. Because this chanting will do it. It will change the sinful inclination. Then we don't care. And it will awaken the heart. Thinking, feeling, willing will return to the heart. And some feelings of ecstasy occur again in the heart, and the soul becomes satisfied, finally. Therefore, the satisfaction exists on a deeper level. Who could ever again go back to small-minded material life? You know, a little drop of pleasure. It's a Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. And Sunday morning, I feel miserable with a headache. Oh gosh. No. Better Sunday morning Mangalarti. In Mayapur. When all the guests are here. And all the ladies, they start in ecstasy. And the whole thing. Yeah. That's Sunday. So, in this way, it's the chanting. It's the chanting that does it. Now, I don't have so much time today because I'm being kidnapped by Hridaya Chaitanya. Lately, quite a lot. And he says I have to be at 5 o'clock in the Lotus Building and it's 4:30. So there's no time for questions or answers. I hope it's okay. Because it's kirtan or question or answer. Then, you know, there's no question.